Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
The Survivor Specialists are back, and we are back with our second episode of Digging Deeper. Now that Will is fully back, it seems, for our Wednesday night recap.
Will is Blake, fully back.
He is. Blake is going to move over to Thursdays, where he is instead going to be doing this Digging Deeper series with me. If you missed the first episode we did, we talked about, do Survivor fans really want villains? Today, we are going to be talking about lost votes equal lost drama. So after last night's episode, maybe one of the most hated without involving a quit or some part of disgust from the real world, maybe one of the most hated episodes in the history of Survivor. So we're going to be talking all about this, all about Banu's leaving from the game, and whether or not lost votes actually work. So like this video, subscribe to the channel. These are only going to be about 15 to 20 minutes moving forward. So they're going to be quick little bites focusing on one thing. Blake, we didn't hear from you yet. Do lost votes equal lost drama, or is that a hyperbolic title that I have for this video?
I think it comes down to how much do you like Banu?
And if you're a Banu fan, you will say the words, it really sucks that Banu had no ability to get him out of this hole. And then if you're like, Banu was the worst, you're like, Banu got himself in the hole seven times. He made 15 decisions in a row to get a, it didn't, he doesn't need his vote to get out of this. What he needs to do is tell his tribe mates something that actually keeps them on an even keel. He needs to tell his tribe mates, I didn't betray you guys 15 times. He needs to tell his tribe mates, I got you extra coconuts. Like, we've seen, there's 46 seasons of Survivor. We've seen 400 times somebody's gotten out of a scenario where they weren't supposed to get out of. And I think if you are like, Survivor has to change the game because Banu had no Discord, you're kind of like, you missed the sauce here. But Banu not having a vote just made that episode completely awful, because he also was, he's a very unique character, but he played the game so uniquely bad that I don't think you could have made that episode interesting. And like, I'm not trying to dunk on Banu, but I do think the best part of last night's episode was Tiffany being like, I'm not going to entertain you on your knees. Yeah. This is crazy, dude. Like, yeah. are you being for real right now?
So here's what my takeaway from this is. Survivor is having the shot in the dark. They introduced the shot in the dark a couple seasons ago. I guess it was season 41. They introduced the shot in the dark because they want people to always have a chance. Now we're going even beyond just playing immunity idols or beyond finding advantages. We are literally now, we have something completely unique to Survivor that is the shot in the dark. But when you lose your vote, you can't play the shot in the dark. So you've defeated the purpose, and this thing that is supposed to be a get out of jail free card that you can use at least once cannot be used. So in this situation, Banu did not get an advantage. He did not choose to go and attempt to lose his vote. He said that he didn't want to have to participate in the game on the journey, and he wishes he wouldn't have participated in the game on the journey. But he drew a rock that made him go and participate in the game on the journey. He loses that game. He loses his vote. Now he doesn't have a shot in the dark, and he can't vote. He did not have the ability to strategize, to say, no, I don't want to do this, and have it be, okay, fine, Banu's not going to do it. We can't force him to do it. He didn't have that ability because he was forced by a rock to go play this game that he wouldn't have played because he knew his standing on the tribe and knew that really his only way out was the shot in the dark. So
wrong.
Okay, let's hear it.
He signed up for this day one. If you look over to the tribe picking people going on the journey and you go, I don't think he went this hard, but maybe he was like, I want to go. As soon as you go, I want to go, or motion to that other tribe, send me on the thing. You got to deal with the consequences. And the other thing, you don't got to come back and tell people, I don't have my vote. Hey, Q, you want to get rid of Kinsey tonight? Let's do it. Who cares? We can meet you and Tiffany, because we don't want to go to rocks. We don't want to tie it up. 2v1 v null vote is still Kinsey would go home. I don't like Banu sucks at lying. Banu could have came back. Honestly, tell the same exact story of the rock thing. But I was the one who went home early. It really sucked. But let's vote tonight and we can get Kinsey out 3-1. And yeah. Then when it's 2-1, you go, oh my God, Banu just can't lie. And I can't lie about Banu and pretend that was interesting. But like, they get it. But like, what happens with this show is if you're going to do super unique casting and everyone tells you the flavor of, you know what, if I can't win this show, I want to win the hearts. I want to share my story. This is a great platform for me to tell other people like me to keep persevering. It's like, but they also need to be the next layer smart about the game. Or is it fun to watch someone get absolutely owned on Survivor? That's really cool. Except when they're the person who wants to share their message of, no matter what you do, if you keep trying, you can do anything. And it's like, except lie for 10 seconds.
Well, and so again, I agree with you, and we could critique Banu as a player as much as we want. But okay, what I want the point of this to be, because everybody's critiquing Banu right now as a player, that is no unique take. And I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying it's not a unique take. What I want to say, though, is we've now had four people eliminated from Survivor in four episodes. Randon got medevaced, so there's no vote there. Jolinski went home. He did not have a vote. Banu went home. He did not have a vote. So in of the four people who have been eliminated from the first four episodes of Survivor, three of them did not actually have a vote because Randon had lost his vote anyway. So there was potential that had he gone to Tribal Council, he still would not have had a vote. Why this is the best way to get out of something is to use your vote to get out of whatever the circumstance is that you're in. Why are we so committed to still keeping around the lost votes when week after week, season after season, we see it ultimately taking away drama, not adding to it? We saw it with Matt Blankenship in his season where he didn't have a vote when he went home. And that was at final 10 or 12 or whatever it was. It was a split tribal council and he can't even vote at a split tribal council. So
not Matt Blankenship.
Do you think that this is having the opposite effect of what Survivor wants? Because obviously they want to have people losing votes, gaining votes, doing things like that. But if they're losing their vote and they're not able to save themselves, you're going to get endings like this episode's ending was. I feel like it's having the opposite effect. Am I wrong in that?
So I'm not trying to be counterculture to Survivor all this all the time. That's not what I want to be. But like taking decisions away from your contestants is not fun. Like let your contestants, because some of my favorite feuds in the history of Survivor have been, oh, somebody randomly voted for Lex, I guess we gotta blow up everything. Somebody voted for Rupert, he's been getting you so much fish, what the hell. Some of those are my favorite things. Let's have those things. Oh, but it's mostly unanimous in the new era, so we need to take, well, it's just something where
now they're literally unanimous because the other person's not even voting against somebody.
Even worse.
Yeah.
And like, I get maybe like, oh, this makes sense in if there's the old tiebreaker rules of whoever has the most passed votes. Like, this would be another taking away the power of somebody's ability to mess with your game later. Like, it's just something where I want my contestants to be dynamic and make dynamic choices. Yes. And right now we're only getting dynamic contestants without the dynamic choice.
I agree
and
with that.
John, that's something where I do not watch random personality YouTubes. I watch strategy games.
Mm-hmm. John Millsip says, I feel like losing votes is fine, but only if it's at the decision of the contestants. It doesn't work when they force it. I feel like right now they're forcing it. William says, Matt found love. Losing votes works. I thought that was funny. Ooh. Ben Rodriguez says, a lot of momentum last season came to a screeching halt due to the lost votes at Final 10 and Final 9. Now, what do you think about that, Blake? Because we have seen...
I agree.
You agree?
but what I was trying to do...
You are agreeing.
What I was trying to do this towards... was just thinking about Final 10. Like, the merge episodes are some of my favorite of all time. We're getting nostalgia, but we're also like, do they just not like shooting more than six people at a tribal council anymore? And that's why we've only had six for tribes. And then we literally have one big ass tribal council of 14. And then we immediately double eliminate. And then we go to six on a tribe, like six on a fake tribe each. And then we were like, okay, now there's 10. And like, there must be something where we really hate having large tribals. And we went as a family on Survivor and tried to figure out how to eliminate as many of those as possible.
Yeah, they definitely are having a problem with those. And maybe it's because it's too hard to keep track of who is voting for who and things like that. But again, it never felt hard in the earlier seasons because we knew who had votes and we weren't sitting there trying to figure out. Because now you have to think, if there's 14 people at one tribal council, let's say 13 people at one tribal council, because that's when they normally do mergatory. If there's 13 people at one tribal council and they're all eligible to be voted out, you have to remember who has a vote, who doesn't have a vote, who has other advantages, who doesn't have an advantage. You have to remember that for 13 people. If you split
that's
that,
fun
and you make
for
it,
me, though,
it's fun for you, but for the general audience, it is not. I personally think that the lost votes are why we're getting boring episodes in the pre-merge. And I know that not every episode in the pre-merge involves lost votes. But if you look at the first six seasons of the new era and you look at the pre-merges, with the exception of season 41, the pre-merges are not good. They're not very entertaining. They are having a hard time balancing the three tribes, which is a total another story. But lost votes do make it so that you are getting really random, confusing, maybe exciting in the moment, but you end up losing good characters, such as in 44 when it was a 2-1 vote. Granted, if you're going to play a shot in the dark, you're going to lose a vote, and I think that's fair. But if you're going to have the shot in the dark be using, you lose your vote by playing the shot in the dark, and that's the risk you have to take. I personally think that the shot in the dark should just be available even if you don't have a vote at Tribal Council. Because right now, the way you are doing this is you are making it so that people who are on the bottom very blatantly, like Banu, have no way of getting their vote back. It's not like, oh, you can get your vote back. You failed at this journey, but you can get your vote back. We're going to give you the opportunity if you do some other thing. You know, I always think about in The Amazing Race when they used to do
a sweat task to get your vote back.
Or something like
7 hours of moving water from one bucket to the ocean.
But exactly something, not as ridiculous as that, but something. What was it? What did they call them? It wasn't actually called U-turns in The Amazing Race. It's recapping
like roadblock
at 8:15. No, it's not roadblock. It's the thing that you had to do. Speed bump.
That's the same word in a different.
It was
language.
Like a speed bump, and so you could do something to get your vote back. My problem is he has no way of getting his vote back, and we're seeing people on the bottom take risks to get an advantage in the game, lose their vote and have no way of getting their vote back. And while you might say as a producer, well, we need to punish them somehow. Okay. But there needs to be a different way to punish them where you're not also punishing your audience. Because last night for the last 20 minutes, I felt like I was being punished for being a dedicated Survivor fan.
Damn.
How's that sound?
There's bro? Two episodes that we can literally compare. Jess Boot, Banu Boot. Mm-hmm. Spoilers. If you didn't watch last night,
what the hell are you doing here?
What happened, though, in the audience was we literally said, I can't believe they betrayed Jess so bad by making a fake idol for her. And it was a big talk about, well, they had to because of the shot in the dark. Mm-hmm. So I hope if you're somebody who's having hard opinions about Survivor, you're not going, oh, I didn't like what they do to Jess. And then also going, wow, this episode was boring.
Yeah,
because we can't have both. And like, I think I did prefer the second episode where there was the, well, maybe Jess figures it out or just says, screw it. I know I'm going home. I'm going to play the shot in the dark anyway. And we lose a crate and we have a, oh my God, Rob pre-merge thing that it's going to happen. Because like, honestly, these people are playing for $1 million, but I'm not getting any of that money. So seeing some of these people get absolutely owned by like a shot in the dark would be probably the most interesting that can happen in the new era, because we only had it happen a couple times now. One time.
Yeah.
One time, Caleb, that's it.
Is that it?
I think so. There's only six seasons to remember. And that was, I remember that being like,
No. You're talking about the only time it worked or the only
shot
time
in the dark worked.
Yeah. That's the only time Yeah, that's the only time it actually eliminated the majority of votes. It has worked, but that's the only time it eliminated.
Oh, yeah. Jamie, got it.
Yeah.
We know what we're talking about here. We just got to get a little refreshed when it's early in the morning, you know?
We do. I want to throw this comment up here from JSE, because I think this might be either a new listener, maybe not, but he says, have thought for some time that the next season of returning players should be for those who eliminated pre-merge. Would be interesting to see if Banu would play better with a second chance. Blake, Banu ate up the most screen time, more screen time, got more confessionals than Heidi. But there's no way they ever put Banu back on Survivor, right? He's too polarizing. I wouldn't even say he's polarizing. I'd say at this point, he's probably too hated by the community. I don't hate him. I really don't. I actually think that, again, a lot of the complaints I have are more with the edit than him, except for the begging thing at the end of last episode was super uncomfortable. But what do you think about this?
I think there's the age-old adage. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. And Banu showed us he has no idea how to play Survivor. What in your right mind, why would not saying JSE's not in their right mind, but like, I don't want to see Banu play again. He got on the show the first time by saying, I've seen 400 seasons of Survivor. It's my number one thing. I love it more than anything. I've wanted to do this forever, like most people do in casting. But there was no actual academic knowledge. I hate going academic all the time, but like there was no, it was all, what is the thing? Not substance. It was all pizzazz and not substance for him.
Yeah, style over substance.
Style over substance. So
you said pizzazz instead of style. What?
Which is the cool way to say it. So it's all style, no substance for Banu. And that's what would happen all over again. And like, I do think, oh, one of my favorite seasons is Gabon. I'm lying to you. I do like how crazy that happens. Philip Shepherd got second place, though, Will. There is some stuff where like, oh, does Banu take over the season if he plays next? He probably flames out in the first.
And you forget Philip Shepherd, actually, even though he was like more of a figurehead, he was the one who was putting together the alliances and stuff and fans versus favorites too.
Right.
As much as, he was the one who
federal
created
agent. He's so smart. Yeah.
He created that. So as we wrap this up,
this podcast named after Philip Shepherd.
It is. I want to keep this under 20 minutes, but so at the end of the day, Blake, in season 47, 48, 49, 50, are you good with continued lost votes? Do you think lost votes are hurting the drama in Survivor? And do you think that there needs to be a change to how lost votes are handled? Those are your three questions. You have 2.5 minutes.
Okay. I think there's lost votes because some people could get double votes. But I think I don't like lost votes. I would love for lost votes to never exist. More voting sounds fun. Maybe somebody could find two double votes and somebody else could only find one double vote. And that would be cool. It's getting stagnant. It's six seasons of this. I'm ready for the next vote nullifier or vote stealer. Like, we've done, this is the fourth time with a vote something. I just said a random number. I'm ready for the next iteration of this. And if the next iteration is worse than this one, I'll be like, oh, maybe it wasn't so bad. But now it feels very bad to watch people, like, these people are doomed. I think if the story of Ben and Jim, they get to a mergatory, but they can't vote, and one of the green people loses because they all get ganged up on, but they had tied numbers, and we'll always wonder what would have happened if Jim hadn't hid that box the right way, or what would have happened if Ben had put a puzzle together isn't as interesting as Ben and Jim betray someone on green, choose to vote a different way. That's so much cooler.
Yeah.
And like, I like cooler things that work with my story and whatever. Like, if I'm a villainous person, I'm Scar, I'm gonna take over this kingdom from Mufasa, and then Mufasa's so crazy, I'm Scar opens up a rock and there's a thing in there that says you can't overthrow the government and Lion King, but you really wanted to. Well, now we have to live. What would have happened with Scar? But we never would have had Simba, and what a great reign he had.
Where the
if Scar had just voted out Mufasa, like he was going to.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem, just to wrap this up, is they need to get rid of the lost votes when it's not chosen. Shot in the dark, lose your vote when you play shot in the dark, that's fine. But you need to get rid of the lost votes and all these other circumstances, because if you're going to introduce the shot in the dark, I don't like that. And now you're having it where people who are on the bottom can't even play their shot in the dark because they lost the vote. And it was production's fault pretty much that they lost the vote. Production forced them to do something that they necessarily didn't want to do. So that's what my biggest complaint is. So I do think that lost votes are having the opposite effect of what production wants. And I think they are creating less drama, not more drama, because you are making one or two or three or four people every episode irrelevant to what's going to happen at Tribal Council. And that is not a good thing. I'll end with this. Ben Rodriguez, an interesting alternative to lost votes is a penalty vote. You still have a vote, but you have an automatic vote against you at Tribal Council. Anything to that, Blake?
I like that. I think that's a thing that you could play around. If you're Tommy Sheehan, that never is a big penalty. Mm-hmm. You maybe have to explain it later of like, yeah, it was from that trek where I met Boston Rob. He gave me good advice, but he said this comes with a price.
Yeah.
And it's a penalty. Some people, it would literally ruin their game. And we do have a tie of my tribe versus your tribe gets decided by that penalty vote. That kind of sucks. But that's some old school stuff of somebody's going home because they got more votes during the pre-merge. And that's a little bit more swallowable than I just don't have anything to do. I feel like if people related to Banu more, I don't know if that's the right word, there would be some more like, oh, damn, he couldn't do anything. But ultimately, Banu losing tonight was not because he didn't have a vote. It was because 4 episodes of the most insane logic possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And I personally think I don't mind that idea there, Ben. But I think at the end of the day, just have people vote. That's what Survivor is. And if you can't get the numbers on your side, then you can't get the numbers on your side. Why make it difficult in this way? Survivor's already difficult enough. It's already hard enough to build relationships, build meaningful relationships, and make this game work. So why have that be?
Don't make it difficult for your audience, too. I like that sentence.
That's how I feel, man. I felt like I was punished last night. So anyway, thank you all so much for listening to Digging Deeper. Lost votes equal lost drama. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let us know in the comments. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel. If you're listening over on Audio Boom, iTunes, Spotify, jump on over here to YouTube and subscribe. Our subscriber count is going up, up, up. It's very much appreciated. We love it across the board. McKenna and I will be recapping The Amazing Race episode 2 tonight at 8:15 Eastern time. So make sure you tune into that if you're into The Amazing Race. And me and Will will be live on Sunday with Bruce Perrault of Survivor 45. Become a patron, patreon.com/thespecialist. So much content going out over there. I just recorded my after show today. Put that out, Q&A tomorrow. We can talk about chuggas and how many belong before a choo-choo, so that's a good time. But thank you all so much for listening. Hope you're enjoying
chugga,
this
chugga,
series.
Chugga, 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 choo-choo.
It's 8. Wow, that's what Will said. Anyway, bye, everybody.